Yeah, well, like I said, I've got the base of my towers, I've got ground rods in, and that's all connected to the single point. And I have a ground window in my basement where all the antenna connections and all the stuff that goes up the tower are all grounded there. All the power I run is grounded there, and then my house ground is also connected to that same point, so it's all single point. So if the ground potential rises anywhere nearby, it all rises at the same rate. So that's what causes the damage, is when it doesn't rise at the same, rise and fall at the same rate. So it's very important. I remember this friend of mine who's now a silent key, but he was, he knew more about this stuff than anybody. And he once had an argument with his brother-in-law about, he had a TV antenna up on a small tower and out there in, I think, Gaylord area or somewhere. And my friend told me, you got to ground that thing. He says, oh, no, you don't ground it. That just attracts lightning. He says, no, that's not true. And he, of course, this guy knew more than my friend did. And next thing you know, next storm came through. It blew out his, hit the antenna, blew out his TV, started a fire in the house, you know. It's, you learn the hard way, I guess.